I'm going to start the day off with a gold nugget. I found it in the book of 1 Kings, the 20th chapter. I'm going to read two verses, verses 23 and verses 28. The words in these verses of Scripture takes place after Israel had beat up on and won the war with Syria several times. And they were preparing to go to war again. And one of the servants of the king of Syria came to him in verse 23 and said, "Their gods are gods of the hills. Therefore, they are stronger than we. But let us fight them in the plains, and surely we shall be stronger than they." The servant told the king of Syria, "If we can get them down off of the mountains and get them down in the lowlands, we will be stronger than they are. We can defeat them if we can ever entice them down in the lowlands." Some of you have been told that you could not win the battle against the devil in the lowlands when you're going through a valley, when things are tough. But friend, the same God that gave you the victory when you were singing and shouting on the mountains can give you the victory in the lowlands. Here's the message. Thus saith the Lord, because the Syrians have said, "The Lord is God of the hills, but he is not God of the valleys. Therefore, I will deliver this great multitude in your hands, and you shall know that I am the Lord." I'm going to play a song by the McCaneys that expressed the exact thing that I've been telling you.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But then things change and you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley when things go wrong. The talk comes so easy when life's at its best, but it's down in the valley of trials and temptation that's when faith is really put to the test. For the God on the
My, what a message from God's Word. It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair and lean in. Before I get too far along on my lessons about Abraham, I want to give you some of the backstory concerning Abraham. according to the scriptures, all of the people upon the face of the earth now are the descendants of Noah's three sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. The descendants of Japheth seems to have gone north, northwest, and later perhaps into Europe. The descendants of Ham tended to go south and southwest to Egypt, Africa, Arabia, and the eastern coast of the Mediterranean Sea, the part that we call Canaan. The descendants of Shem settled in the east, with some groups going south to Arabia and southeast to Persia. Basically, the flood gave mankind a fresh start, yet man failed again. Abraham was first introduced in the scriptures in the 11th chapter of the book of Genesis, starting with verse 26 of the 11th chapter. The Bible says that Terah lived 70 years and begot Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran died in the land of his nativity, in Ur of the Chaldeans. And Abraham and Nahor took them wives. The name of Abram's wife was Sarah, and the name of Nahor's wife, Milcah, the daughter of Haran. And then the Bible says that Terah took Abram his son, and Lot the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarah, his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife, and they went with them from Ur of the Chaldeans to go into the land of Canaan, and they came unto Haran and dwelt there. Now the Bible doesn't state explicit. The Bible isn't clear where the Terah took his other son Nahor with him, but we do know that he did wind up there. He may have moved up later. My personal opinion on this city called Haran, I believe that when Abraham's father moved his family from the land of Ur all the way up to the place that is called Haran, I believe that they settled there and they started a community. And they named this town or city Haran after Abram's deceased brother. We do know that Abraham was a Syrian, ready to perish when God found him. I believe that Abraham's father and their clan hewed them out a nation there and called it Syria, and Haran, named in honor of Abraham's dead brother, was the name of the city. That's just my thinking. But we do know the Bible says that Abraham was a Syrian, and we do know that the Bible says that at one time there was not a nation named Syria, but it was started out of the Chaldean nation. So that's where I get my idea on Syria and Haran. And then the Bible tells us that Terah was 205 years old when he died in Haran. Before I go to chapter 12, I'd like for you to listen to what God told Abraham in Genesis, the 15th chapter, in verse 7. God said to him, I am the Lord that brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to inherit it. God's call was to Abraham while he was in Haran. But God used Abraham's father to bring Abraham and his wife and Lot out of Ur unto a place called Haran. It was there at Haran that God spoke unto Abraham and said, get up out of your country and from your kindred and from your father's house and to a land that I will show you. Some people think that this call came to Abraham after his father died. But the numbers don't come up to that. We find that Abraham was 75 years old when he left his father's house. We also find out that his father lived to be 205 years old. If Abraham was born when his father was 70 years old, the numbers wouldn't gel together if Abraham was born when his father was 70 years old. And if it is true that Abraham left Haran when he was 75, that tells me that his father was 145 years old when Abraham left his father's house and all of his kindred and started on his journey down south. On the other hand, if Abraham had been born when his dad was 130 years old instead of 70, the map comes out perfectly. Abraham could have left his father's house after his father died at 205 years old. I also learned from the 11th chapter of Genesis and the 29th verse that Abraham was married before he left the land of Ur, he and his brother Nahor. Abraham's wife was Sarah. Nahor's wife was Milcah, the daughter of Haran. It appears also to me that Haran was the oldest of the boys. I do know that Abram's name was mentioned first in the Bible, but that doesn't necessarily mean that he was the firstborn. I believe that Haran was born first, had married, and had children because Abraham's brother Nahor married Milcah, the daughter of Haran. Abraham and Sarah had no children in the land of Ur. The Bible says that Sarah was barren and she had no child. It was many years later in the land of Canaan that God granted a child to be born to Abraham and Sarah.